official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
The following program is pre-recorded.
Four, three, two, one.
Let's go.
Brandon Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. A bona fide YouTube star.
With over 3 million subscribers.
He started Blexit with Candace Owens. And now he's tackling moral decay and the news of the day. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm out right now, but you are in good hands with my man, Carl Jackson.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Again, I am your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. I want to go right to a video clip. This is Jill Biden was recently on The View. Here's what she had to say about her husband's mental acuity. If we could roll that, por favor, Mr. McConnell.
Any tips you'd have for a debate that we could pull off where we could actually hear our candidates?
No, they've built that in where they're going to turn off those mics so that somebody can't ramble or scream at somebody. You know, not that my husband would be the one doing that. And so that's already been negotiated. And, you know, I think the American people deserve a debate because you need to see your choices. You need to see Trump and you need to see the president and you need to see the differences. And my husband's, and you're going to see how smart he is and the experience he has. And then you'll see somebody who, like you're saying, I'm going to use Julie's words, can't put a sentence together.
I promise we'd start to reconnect black and brown and overlooked neighborhoods cut off by highways in the 60s and decades of disinvestment as a consequence of it, including here in Philly. Well, we're changing that with the Recovery Act. Right now, you see all the construction going on the highways around here.
It's hard for me to watch that video. I have little respect for Jill Biden because I believe she's guilty of elder abuse, in my opinion. She knows exactly what's going on. What we see in public, she sees 10 times worse, you know what I mean, in private. And yet she rolls her husband out there. She loves the lifestyle. She convinced him in his mind to run again, and he decided to do just that. They didn't want a debate. The only reason that they have to debate is because of the polls. And then again, I believe that what they were hoping to do with this fake conviction, which I'll get into shortly, of former President Donald Trump in this non-disclosure agreement case with Stormy Daniels, what they were hoping to do, they were hoping that his poll numbers would just absolutely plummet right now. It's just basically the same. But I think they were hoping that his poll numbers would plummet to a point where Biden would be able to say, and I posted this on X quite some time ago, listen, what they're going to try to do is say he's a convicted felon, and I'm not going to debate against a convicted felon. I'm not sure that he could pull that off now because Trump's numbers – are strong, the Real Clear Politics average. Now, guys, listen, when it comes to these polls, it's fun to talk about them. The polls don't matter. The polls won't matter. What will ultimately matter on Election Day or on November 5th is who has the most votes. So you have to make sure that you show up and vote. Don't listen to these polls. A lot of people will listen to the polls to a point where they think, all right, well, my candidate's got it in the bag. My vote isn't necessarily needed. We can't act like that. That's one reason I'm not a big advocate for polls. And then I don't think they're necessarily on point this far out. But I do think they give us a snapshot of what people are feeling at the time. A lot of things can happen between now and November, so don't hang your hat on polls. I think that's just really unwise for us to be able to do. But when you think of Joe Biden and his mental acuity, it is an existential threat at this point to America, in my opinion. And for Jill Biden to say, listen, Trump is the one. I mean, you look at Trump going to these rallies. You saw him in the South Bronx. I think that had to absolutely terrify the left when they saw Trump in the South Bronx bring out the type of crowd that he did. I do believe that that is an indicator that Trump is going to get a larger percentage of the black and Latino vote than he has in the past. I'm not like some that says, you know, Trump is going to get 30%. But listen, I appreciate what he's doing, and I do think his numbers are going to increase. And I think this sets the stage for Republicans, or sets a foundation, I should say, where Republicans can continue to build on and should continue to build on it. Byron Donalds is out there. He's one of the people listed as a potential VP pick for Donald Trump. He was out in Philadelphia along with Wesley Hunt, stumping, in the black community, trying to convince them to vote for Trump. And a lot of people went after him. We'll get into that a little later. But just thinking about going back to Biden and his mental acuity, you have this special counsel, Robert Hur, who, again, I think he was limited in his scope of what he could do. Now we know that the DOJ was involved and they edited out some of the transcript. So now you have Republicans saying, let us hear this. Let us hear this. And I think the world needs to hear this, man. The world is just, we're in a crazy, crazy time in history, and we don't have the right leader in the White House. Democrats are trying to blame still Joe Biden's speech impediment for his mental. I mean, they just, it's so disrespectful to listen to Jill Biden there. It's so disrespectful what they're doing by rolling Joe Biden out. Obviously, this guy should be in a nursing home. The elder abuse is just absolutely insane to me. I don't understand how people could be so cruel, except I think, oh, man, the Bidens. I mean, when you think of Hunter Biden, and we'll get into that, and everything that he's gone through and that he's going through, even in that trial right now, the guy is just an entitled little prick. And that's because that's the way that his dad raised him. And frankly, I wouldn't doubt, and this is just me, I wouldn't doubt, obviously we know that that Biden took showers with his daughter at an inappropriate age. What about his son? What about Hunter? What about Bo? Who knows? Who knows? It's absolutely crazy. But let me share this with you. This is from the Daily Wire. They were pointing out, this is a summary of what the Wall Street Journal piece that came out that talked about how Biden is basically slipping mentally, and both Democrats and Republicans admit it just as much. But they say here, during a meeting earlier this year about providing funding to Ukraine, Biden reportedly, quote, paused for extended periods and sometimes closed his eyes for so long that some in the room wondered whether he had tuned out. And as a matter of fact, he tried to convince lawmakers that were already sold on, that's why they came to the White House, they were already sold on more funding for Ukraine. He sat there trying to convince them, and they're sitting there thinking, like, doesn't he know we're the ones that don't have to be convinced? I'm paraphrasing, but that's basically what was reported. I mean, this is scary. He spoke oftentimes deferring to staffers. You had Representative Meeks, Gregory Meeks. I believe he's a Democrat from New York, if I'm not mistaken, because the White House had Democrats call Wall Street Journal back and try to offer some type of, something good about Biden, something good to say about Biden. So you had Gregory Meeks call in, and he admitted that the White House had told him to call him and try to report something good. But one of the things that he had mentioned was that there were, you know, a couple of dozen people in the room, and Biden was moving so slowly that it literally took him. And they just think of, you're in one room, 24 people. Hey, how you doing, man? How you doing? Good to see you. Good to see you. Good to see you. Biden was so slow, it took over 10 minutes. Hey, how you doing? Hey. That's Gregory Meeks. That's a Democrat. The publication said you couldn't be there. Somebody that was one of the attendees that remained anonymous said, and I quote, you couldn't be there and not feel uncomfortable. I'll just say that. These people who keep talking about what a dynamo he is behind closed doors, they need to get him out and out from behind closed doors, because I didn't see it. And then Speaker Mike Johnson on the issue of the border, listen to this, which we'll get to shortly. He said that he offered Biden a list of executive actions that he could take to fix the border crisis that Biden caused when he entered office and undid all of former President Donald Trump's immigration policies. Biden reportedly snapped at Johnson and said, I've forgotten more about immigration than you'll ever know. So this is a guy that when he is cognitive, if you will, he's just stubborn little. He thinks he knows more than the average guy, and he's a dum-dum. He doesn't. And then when it comes to liquefied natural gas, during another meeting following in the following month in February, it's reported that Johnson brought up to Biden that his new policy of halting liquefied natural gas exports to other countries would be damaging to the U.S. economy and would only strengthen Vladimir Putin. Putin's funding for his war in Ukraine, because Europe would have to buy the liquid the LNG from Putin. This guy is a disaster. Biden reportedly responded by claiming that his new policy was only a study. He didn't even know what he had done. Guys, who's running the White House? Who is running the White House? Because it's not Joe Biden. We'll be back.
Well, the weather is warming up and summer is just around the corner. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity: golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people, you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sideline, I have one answer: Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting your back, neck, joint, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
America's top podcasters are on the Salem Podcast Network. Charlie Kirk.
And if any Democrat is out there advocating for Donald Trump to be in a courthouse for September, October, you are a repulsive person. I'm sorry. You are deciding to shred the United States Constitution and our traditions just to try to win an election.
Laura Trump.
This is basic stuff. If things aren't working, you got to change them. That's the problem the Democrats have. All of their policy positions seem so extreme and so crazy. And you look at this and you're like, I don't know, that seems to make a lot of sense to me.
And Trish Regan.
And people that are here legally really don't appreciate all these illegals coming in, depressing the wages for the rest of the labor pool, possibly introducing an element of crime into their communities. They don't want it. They're not having it. And so guess what? They're migrating to Trump.
Subscribe today for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria. proud to play our part.
A Father's Day tradition returns to Benton Field Airport Sunday, June 16th. It's the local EAA Chapter's Aviation Day from 7 to 2. Start your day with breakfast from 7 to 11. Served by the Mount Shasta Chapter of 99s. $8 for adults, $5 for 5 to 12. Kids under 5 free. Airplane and helicopter flights will be available. Admission and parking are free. Come see aircraft of all kinds on display. Bring Dad and the whole family to Benton Field on Father's Day.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. The number to call in, 844-900-7243. 844-900-7243. Guys, I want to talk to you about Angel Tree. So let me remind you about Tatum's annual campaign to help children with either a mom or dad in prison to experience the joy of a special week at an Angel Tree camp. Thanks to the awesome staff and volunteers at Prison Fellowship's Angel Tree program who you support with your donations at theofficertatum.com when you click on the Angel Tree camp banner. Your incredible generosity by donating $25 or $50 or whatever you can afford on behalf of Angel Tree will literally work miracles in the lives of the children of prisoners and on those incarcerated as well. Just listen to this father tell what a blessing it was for his kids to get to attend Angel Tree Camp.
I was incarcerated for about 7 years, and Angel Tree played a significant role as a young father in that context was a powerful thing. It actually brought my children hope that their dad was thinking about them, and they were an extension of my hand to them, and God got glory out of it. Like this, it was an amazing, amazing experience.
Man, that's so cool. All over America, including where you live, Angel Tree volunteers are racing the calendar to use your donations this summer to send boys and girls to the fresh air, fun, and Christ-centered activities at Angel Tree Camp. And it all starts when you go to theofficertatum.com. You click on the Angel Tree Camp banner to make your tax-deductible donation. $200 helps fund a scholarship for a deserving boy or girl to camp for a week, or $400 blesses two kids. You do the math and see how many kids you can help, but please act today. Or you can call right now to phone in your gift. You can give them a call at 888-206-2763. Again, that number is 888-206-2763. Or just go to theofficertatum.com and click on the Angel Tree Camp banner. All right, now, get the story at hand. So we realize that Joe Biden is a dementia patient. He was an absolute disaster in Normandy, seeing chairs and all this kind of stuff. I'll talk to you about how Speaker Mike Johnson was in a meeting with him, and this guy didn't even realize that he had policy to stop exporting liquefied natural gas, basically emboldening Vladimir Putin, because Europe would then have to buy liquefied natural gas from them. He didn't even remember that. He didn't even remember it. So, guys, this is a guy that isn't there. Nobody should be voting for this guy. And honestly, if you're, I'm asking you, if you have a hatred for Donald Trump, to just consider the country, to consider saving the nation, because that's exactly what's going to have to happen. There's no way this guy can stay in office for another 4 years. We all know that this will be a Kamala Harris presidency, and if you think Biden is a disaster, she will be even worse, despite the fact, I didn't necessarily believe that at first, but despite the fact that Biden has dementia, but I think that she would actually try to control things, and she's just an absolute disaster. She's not a brainiac. And so it would just be terrible. And let me get to this. Let me move on, because I do want to talk about this executive order. And then I'm going to get into some of the cases. Steve Bannon is supposed to report to prison, but you also have some good news or some decent news, because Fannie Willis in the Georgia appeals court, when it comes to her case, the Georgia appeals court presses pause on that election case. But I'm going to talk to you about how the White House conspired to get Trump. And I want you to know the details of this. I don't get into this stuff all the time. I oftentimes leave it to other people. But there are times where you need to know the details of it, because right now you're going to have to persuade people. People are going to all the left is going to do is they're going to continue, like Alex Soros said, to use the word convicted or the term convicted felon every time you talk about Trump to somebody. That's what the media is going to do. That's what your neighbors that are clueless are going to do. And you're going to have to be able to break through that. So I want to be able to talk about issues, and I do think it's important to talk about issues to people that are on the fence. That's very important. We shouldn't just be talking about Donald Trump's persecution. We should talk about the border. We should talk about the economy. The majority of there was a headline today. The majority of middle class Americans say they are struggling financially. And of course they are with inflation. But there's going to be a lot of people out there that simply say, I don't want to vote for a convicted felon. And you're going to have to turn these people, regardless of what people say. I've heard people say this is going to be a landslide victory for Trump. I hope that's the case. But frankly, I don't think they should be saying that. I think we should be working hard to try to make sure that it's a landslide. But I don't think anybody should be in the prediction business. I've learned after 2022 that I need to get out of the prediction, business. But real quick, I want to talk about, and we have a guest in the next block, but I want to at least get started with this. But this executive order when it comes to the border, this is a very important issue. I know that the officer Tatum has talked to you about this, but I want to break it down. I want to break it down as well. But Stephen Miller was a senior advisor to Donald Trump. I guess he still is at this point, but he posted on X yesterday. Speaking of Biden's executive order, it's an amnesty and mass migration order that cements the invasion. Illegals get a phone app for fast pass entry. I actually did a podcast on this before about that phone app. All right. So make sure you check out my podcast, The Carl Jackson Show. Wherever you go to get your podcast, please subscribe to it, like it, share it. I would certainly appreciate that. All right, but the illegals, they get a phone app for fast pass entry. They also get escorted to the ports for admission. They get paroled into the country with work permits and deportation immunity. So what Biden is doing, or what his administration is doing, is they're actually making the illegal immigration process worse, because they're codifying it into law. And when they talk about, all right, 2,500, once it reached 2,500 people, daily encounters reaches 2,500 people, then we'll stop things. We'll stop it temporarily. Guys, they're not talking about the 1,500 people on average that are coming daily through the legal ports of entry. They're talking about the people that are sneaking in between. 2,500 people. You're talking about 4,000 people a day. You're talking about 1.8 million people a day that they're just codifying into law. And what they're also doing, they're providing this fast pass. Essentially, what's happening when it comes to these illegals, what they're doing is they're saying, come one, come all, we're not even going to check anything. We're not going to check your papers. We're not going to document anything. So before, at least Customs and Border Patrol were trying to document some of these people, they won't even do that anymore. They're just saying, come in, come in, come in. We need a permanent underclass. So you guys just come. This executive order does nothing except to make Biden's border crisis even worse. Even worse. So you're going to see more crime. You're going to see higher rent. Your children are going to be competing for the teacher's attention in your school. Your schools, you're going to be competing, for doctors and nurses inside of hospitals and the ER rooms. This is insane. There is nothing good about this executive order. We got some video clips that I'll play for you when we get back. Carl Jackson in for the Officer Tatum.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Your vacation, it's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, "Our customers are warm friends." We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Trish Regan provides the analysis you need daily on the Trish Regan Podcast on Salem Podcast Network. Subscribe today on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Again, I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in. You can follow me on all things social media at The Carl Jackson Show. Also, subscribe to my podcast wherever you go to get your podcast, The Carl Jackson Show. Please subscribe, like, share. I would certainly appreciate that. Just real quick, when I before I get back to this border issue, I thought this was fascinating. And again, I'm not one of these people that's saying Trump is going to get 30-40% of the black vote, but I do think that his the percentage of the black vote that Trump will get will increase. Rapper 50 Cent came out and he said that black men are identifying with Trump. So rapper 50 Cent, hat tip, Washington Examiner, thank you, Zach, said black voters feel a growing sense of solidarity with Donald Trump after the former president's unprecedented conviction last week. On Wednesday, reporters asked 50 Cent about the significance of black male voters this election cycle, and he said, I see them identifying with Trump. The rapper responded, because they got RICO charges. Now, let me say this. I do believe that there are some black people that believe that the system is oppressive, that the system, so to speak, is rigged against them. So I do believe that there's some people that say, oh my goodness, they're trying to get him. Why are they trying to get him? And I do believe that. But let me tell you something about black people. You know what's, Let me share something with you. This might be shocking, but there are other reasons, because I think just taking this narrative is somewhat insulting to blacks. There's other reasons that blacks will vote for Trump. I don't know. Job security, a better economy. I think black people like to eat too. They like cars, right? They want to be able to afford their rent and their mortgages. This stuff is fascinating. There's no doubt about it. I'm sure there are some people that identify with Trump because of this, but that isn't why they will stick with Trump. And I don't even think this is necessarily why they would vote for Trump. Maybe this would cause blacks to start paying attention to Trump. Like, wait a minute. If they're going after him in this way, then why do that? Why is this happening? Why are they going after him in such a way? So I think this opens the door for some blacks that wouldn't have cared about politics or wouldn't have cared about Trump or wouldn't have voted for Trump. It'll open their eyes to a point where they say, okay, if they're doing this to him, let me see what they hate about the man. Let me see what they hate about the man. But I do find that fascinating. Okay, so now getting back to this issue with the border. Guys, this is going to be an absolute disaster. How do you kill a country? Illegal immigration. It's one of the easiest ways to do it. Besides making a bunch of people, you know, addicted to welfare, the crack, if you will, of economics, addicting people to welfare. That's exactly what the Biden administration and the left is trying to do, to secure a permanent underclass for themselves. It's disgusting what the left is trying to do. They're basically trying to import a bunch of illegals that will essentially be slaves for the Democrat Party, somewhat metaphorically speaking. But that's exactly what they're trying to do. Here's what NBC's, this is audio clip or video clip number 4, guys. NBC David Noriega on Biden's executive order. Por favor, Mr. McConnell.
Based on the details of this executive order and how it actually functions that we've learned so far today, I actually have to say I'm quite skeptical that this is going to have any kind of immediate, widespread, dramatic impact on the border, on the number of migrants who are crossing the border, and on the number of migrants who managed to stay in the United States as a result. And there's a few complicated reasons for that. But the main one is that I and a lot of other people were expecting that this authority to, quote unquote, close down the border was going to be dependent on the United States being able to summarily expel migrants with no due process, no access to the asylum system, immediately back into Mexico shortly after they cross. That does not appear to be the case, mainly because Mexico has not agreed to accept any more migrants than it already does. Mexico has pretty strict, specific requirements on the number of migrants that it accepts and on the nationality of migrants that it accepts. And the U.S. cannot simply return people to Mexico without Mexico's active participation.
Okay, now, here's another video clip that I want you to listen to. This is DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, video clip number 8. Por favor, Mr. McConnell.
The goal here is to reduce the number of people who come to the southern border of the United States and cross illegally. Our goal is to drive people who seek and need humanitarian relief into the lawful, safe, and orderly pathways that we have built. And so individuals who arrive at our border and cross illegally will be barred from asylum with exceptions.
This is a huge mistake on the left's part. Because Biden has come out to say he's trying to curtail illegal immigration. People are going to continue to see it. This is going to bite the left in the butt. It's going to bite them in the butt. We'll be back.
For anyone living with everyday aches and pains, there's a lot of things you can try. You know, tough it out, bite the bullet, grin and bear it. Or you could try something that has helped so many other people, Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients that address the inflammation where pain starts. And Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain for a short time. It helps reduce or even eliminate it all day, every day. Wherever you're hurting, your back, neck, joint, or muscles, in about 3 weeks or less, you'll see a difference and rediscover what it's like to feel better and live better. So if everyday pain is affecting your life, don't go with the mind over matter approach. Try Relief Factor instead. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. Save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there's hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
is the Officer Tatum Show on the Salem News Channel, on the Salem Podcast Network, and right here, right now.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. The number to call in to the program is 844-900-7243. Again, that number, 844-900-7243. Guys, I've got a treat for you today. My next guest, they have a new movie coming out. It's coming out next Thursday, as a matter of fact, June 13th. The name of the movie is called The Relentless Patriot. So, listen, we have a few of you guys. We have Joshua Macchiello. I hope that I'm not butchering your names. Frank Torcha and Scott Lebedo. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Hey, guys.
All right. Okay.
Going today.
All right. So let me make sure I get everyone's role right in this particular film. So, Josh, you are the president of Global Ascension Studios. Is that correct?
That's correct. And you said my name perfect. Great job, by the way.
All right. All right. You know, it was the Italian sounding name. So I was like, if I screw this up by the time I get to my car. All right. So, all right. And then we have Frank Torcha.
Torcha.
Okay. So Torcha. All right. Now,
that's right.
I'm going to take three a day. I'm going to try to be consistent with three a day because I got a whole bunch of these. I think I got six bags of these. So I'm going to take about three a day, and then I'm going to report back to you guys how much better I feel. And then I'm going to report back how long it takes to feel that, to feel better, because today is when I started the three. So I'm going to do three for today all the way through, and I'm going to tell you how long it takes for me to feel better. All right, get some relief factor. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number 4, relief. Okay, Matt Gaetz. I want to play the clip of Matt Gaetz just putting that spanking on these Democrats. Wrote a clip.
Attorney General, you've told us that it's a dangerous conspiracy theory to allege that the Department of Justice is communicating with these state and local prosecutions against Trump. You can clear it all up for us right now. Will the Department of Justice provide to the committee all documents, all correspondence between the department and Alvin Bragg?
Joe Biden held a within the margin of error, but still a slight lead at plus 1 point over Donald Trump on the issue of border security and immigration. Take a look now at May of 2024. Look at this movement in Donald Trump's direction. Now, he is trusted on the issue of border security and immigration versus Joe Biden by a 27-point margin. That is nearly a 30-point jump. You know, there have been a lot of issues that have been moving in the former president's direction during the course of this campaign, but I can't really find a single issue that has moved more towards Donald Trump versus 4 years ago than this particular issue. Again, when you're dealing with something that's now one of the nation's top problems, according to the American public, and an issue that's moving very much towards the former president, you can definitely see why the current president, Joe Biden, felt like he needed to act, because at this particular point, the issue of border security and immigration is truly hurting Joe Biden's reelection chances.
Based on the details of this executive order and how it actually functions that we've learned so far today, I actually have to say I'm quite skeptical that this is going to have any kind of immediate, widespread, dramatic impact on the border, on the number of migrants who are crossing the border, and on the number of migrants who managed to stay in the United States as a result. And there's a few complicated reasons for that. But the main one is that I and a lot of other people were expecting that this authority to, quote unquote, close down the border, we'd be dependent on the United States being able to summarily expel migrants with no due process, no access to the asylum system, immediately back into Mexico shortly after they cross. That does not appear to be the case, mainly because Mexico has not agreed to accept any more migrants than it already does. Mexico has pretty strict, specific requirements on the number of migrants that it accepts and on the nationality of migrants that it accepts. And the U.S. cannot simply return people to Mexico without Mexico's active participation.
There was so much talk that they don't want you to take ivermectin. Ivermectin is the way to go. Take it. Joe Rogan got better from ivermectin. And by the way, I don't like what people did to Joe Rogan about ivermectin. I don't
you
like it.
You did it.
No.
Okay, yes, you did.
Find the clips.
Dude, find the clips. You shamed Joe Rogan.
Find the
you
clips.
You said he's taking horse dewormer. You and Don Lemon were chuckling at each other about it.
No.
I'll go find
First
the clips.
First of all, you just saw the clips.
I watched
I'm not chuckling. I'm listening to Don. But
no.
Here's
the clip I'm talking about wasn't on there. And here's, it's absolutely
look,
there.
We were
here, do we have it? Hold on. Let's play the clip.
Getting, injecting drugs for animals and horse.
And people telling them to.
Problem dispatching Matthew Colangelo. Who's Matthew Colangelo?
That is false. I did not dispatch Matthew Colangelo.
Colangelo became the assistant attorney general at the very beginning of the Biden administration. Without having been Senate confirmed, goes and gets the senior role at the DOJ, and then after, I believe it's Gupta replaces Colangelo, Colangelo makes this remarkable downstream career journey from the U.S. Department of Justice in Washington, D.C., and then pops up in Alvin Bragg's office to go get Trump. And you're saying that's just a career choice that was made that has nothing to do with the lawfare coordinated
by
the
I'm saying it's false. I did not dispatch Mr. Colangelo anywhere.
Well, do you know how he ended up there?
I assume he spoke, he applied for a job there and got the job.
But see, you know what?
I tell you, I had nothing to do with it.
Well, you might not have had anything to do with it, but we've got this contemporaneous evidence in Mr. Pomerantz's book. So Pomerantz writes this book, which I'm sure you're aware of, where he says, we put together the legal eagles to get Trump. We got all these folks together and we assembled them for that purpose. And so when we on the Judiciary Committee think about attacks on the judicial process, our concern is that the facts and the law aren't being followed. A target is acquired, here, Trump, and then you assemble the legal talent from DOJ, Mr. Pomerantz, and you bring everybody in to get him. And meanwhile, the judge is making money on it. The judge's family's making money on it for stuff that you yourself wouldn't do. You know, no one's going to buy this. No one's going to believe it. It's going to create great disruption. And I am saddened by it because, like you, I have given my life to the law. I care deeply about the law. And I think that the lawfare we've seen against President Trump will do great damage well beyond our time in public service. I see my time's expired.
Perfect. Look at that. Masterclass. He gave it away on himself. I'm not going to comment on. No. You drawing the line. He just asked you a simple question. Would you do this? Would you do that?
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial-free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is only available to Pragertopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Are you looking for a way to preserve our founding history and American spirit for generations to come? Look no further than the blueprints of Liberty Brick. Each brick you purchase helps build Liberty Village, a family destination where youth and families will encounter history like never before. You'll feel a sense of pride and belonging when you see your name engraved on a brick in Liberty Village. The Blueprints of Liberty Brick is a way to leave your mark on the future while preserving our nation's rich heritage. Liberty Village will impact hundreds of thousands of visitors, capturing the lives, moments, and stories of the greatest men and women in our nation's founding history. Join us in creating a legacy for generations to come. Visit UnitedWePledge.org today to order your Blueprints of Liberty brick and learn more about this monumental project.
For anyone living with everyday aches and pains, I've got a question. What are you missing out on? What are you not doing that you wish you were? What would you do if you felt better? The answer is likely a lot. That's why I want to tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it's been incredibly effective, even life-changing for so many people. Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In about 3 weeks, you'll know if it's working because you'll feel the difference all day, every day. Whether it's your neck, back, joints, or muscle pain, if you're looking to feel better, live better. Give Relief Factor a try. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800, the number for relief, and save on your first order. That's 1-800, the number for relief. Here's to less missing out and more living life with Relief Factor.
This is the Officer Tatum Show on the Salem News Channel, on the Salem Podcast Network, and right here, right now.
Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brent Tatum. Follow me on social media at TheOfficerTatum.com. TheOfficerTatum.com. You know, in my other life, I was a white dude that lived in Texas. No, I lived deeper in the South. I live in Alabama. I used to be a white man living in Alabama, love country music. Country boots and a hat and neon lights. Why every country song talking about neon lights? I'm like, God damn, I get it now. Every song, y'all, every artist is talking about neon lights. We get it right now. That's like a little country thing. A cold beer and neon lights. I was saying that because we went to the Luke Holmes concert, and I swear, me and Jalen were the only black people there. And it was 55,000 people there. I swear we were the only black people there. Now, honestly, I saw four other black people out of 55,000 people at the Luke Combs concert. Now, of course, it was in Arizona. And you know, ain't no black people live out here. So it was funny because we were just having such a good time, man. I love country music. I love drinking a beer. And I got to get a cowboy hat. Now, don't get mad at me, because I bought tickets to Tim McGraw, and he a leftist nut. But I love his music. I'm thinking about selling my tickets. I'm thinking about it, because I'm kind of like, man, I looked at his set list, and I'm like, he don't got Meanwhile Back at Mama's. I can't. Like, that's my favorite. That's all. I will literally pay to hear him sing that one song. I will fly anywhere in the United States of America, and I will pay thousands of dollars to hear him perform that one song. That's how much I love Meanwhile Back at Mama's. But it don't look like that's on the set list, and I don't know him well enough to try to reach out to him to tell him to play the song. But anyway, man, I love country music. So me and Jalen, I argue that in our other life, we used to be white dudes. Let's see. What do I want to... I kind of want to play that clip. I'm going to wait on that. White dad stops daughter from shaking black superintendent's hand at Baraboo School, infamous for Nazi salute photo. Before I even say anything about this, it it's too juicy. I saw the video. He just comes and pushes the black man out of the way. It's too juicy. You just wait. It's probably a lot more to it than just, I'm a white man, and I'm going to go push this black man out the way in 2024 on camera at a graduation. Come on, man. I doubt it was a racial encounter. He probably hated that dude, and that dude just happened to be black. Hold the phone.
Sounds
Dinorama and Tri-County Sink presents Bruised by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, taking place Friday, June 14th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading.
This 21-plus event features over 10 local craft breweries serving ice-cold beer, plus two live music stages, local food vendors, fun activities, and more.
All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational and cultural programming.
Don't miss Bruised by the Bridge at Turtle Bay on Friday, June 14th.
Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.